Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Rusty Thomas with Go the Distance Radio. Good to be back with you today. Let us pray as we begin today. God, I love you. I thank you again. I praise you for this day. God, I pray that you'd guide and direct each one of us, that God, we would know the direction that you have for our heart. God, speak to us personally today, that we know you're present with us. And it's in your name we do pray. Amen. You know, I was telling y'all, seasons change, but God never changes. That's what we've been talking about this week. I want you to know something. God has a personal word for you. His big picture. Not only does he have the word, the living word that you and I can read the Bible, but God has a word for you today. You know, I'm reminded in verse 2 in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, it actually says this, but in these last days, he spoke to us, that was Jesus, our God, by his son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. He spoke to us. It's personal. And there's a revelation, in Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, here I am, I stand at the door and knock, your heart's door. If anyone would hear my voice and open up that door, I would come and eat with that person and they with me. He has a personal word with you. He wants to know you. It gets even more personal than that in John 15 when Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay one's life down for your friends. And Jesus says, I don't call you a servant because a servant doesn't know the master's business, but everything the Father has made known to me, I've made known to you. Therefore, I call you my friend. You see, Jesus wants to be personal with you and he wants to give you direction, personal direction. So today, would you make Jesus that friend? Would you make him Lord of your life and follow him?